Have all of us, maybe, most of us, I know I did, when I would go to different places and see my grandparents or something like that, and us kids would get together and we run and we play, and we fall down and get dirty, we skin our knees. What was the message? Brush it off and keep on going. That's my message today, that we got to brush it off. We've been looking the last couple of weeks in Luke's gospel, and that Jesus has been telling his disciples things that needed to be done and what they were called to do. And we, as modern day disciples, have that same challenge. And we need to follow, because we have a mission, so to speak, a great commission. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. Lectionary says then also verses 16 through 20. I usually don't like to do that, because if you take the scripture out of context, you end up with a pretext. So I'm going to read the chapter 10, verses 1 through 20. New Living Translation, you'll notice all these are red letter edition, which signifies that these are the words that are attributed to Jesus. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. Jesus sends out his disciples. The Lord now chose 72 other disciples. We only think of the 12, but he chose others to send out to proclaim his message. And sent them on ahead in pairs in all the towns and the villages that he planned to visit. These were his instructions to them and to us. The harvest is so great, but the workers are so few. Pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest and ask him to send out more workers for his fields. Go now and remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Don't take along any money or a traveler's bag or even an extra pair of sandals, and don't stop to greet anyone on the road. Whenever you enter a home, give it your blessings. If those who live there are worthy of blessings, will stand. If not, the blessings will return to you. And when you enter a town, don't move around from home to home. Stay in one place, eating and drinking what they provide you. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality, because those who work deserve their pay. If a town welcomes you, eat whatever is set before you and heal the sick. As you heal them, say, the kingdom of God is near you now. But if a town refuses to welcome you, go out into the streets and say, we wipe the dust off of your town from our feet as a public announcement of your doom. And don't forget, the kingdom of God is near. The truth is, even wicked Sodom will be better off than such a town on Judgment Day. What honors await you, Chorazin and Bathsheba? For it is the miracles that I did and you have done in this wicked Tyre and Sidon. Their people would have sat in deep repentance long ago, clothed in sackcloth and throwing ashes on their heads to show their remorse. Yes, Tyre and Sidon will be better off on the judgment day than you. And you people of Capernaum, you will be exalted to heaven. No, you will be brought down to the place of the dead. And then he said to the disciples, anyone who accepts your message is also accepting me, and anyone who rejects you is rejecting me. And anyone who rejects me is rejecting God who sent me. And when the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him, Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name. Yes, he told them, I saw Satan falling from heaven as a flash of lightning, and I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your name are registered as citizens of heaven. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.